Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the topic is economic development, probably the most important topic in the state. Josh Hicks has that.
Our guest today is Steve Hill, Governor Sandoval's director of the Office of Economic Development, a new cabinet-level position in the administration.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Rochelle Pelissier, Dick Gamet, and Angie Taylor. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining contributes to products that touch our lives every day. Sensors and airbags and smoke detectors. Lime, gypsum, and copper for construction. Lithium for our smartphones and hybrid car batteries. Gold for life-saving medical equipment. And computers wouldn't work without products from mining. Products used all over the world come from right here in Nevada. Mining supports Nevada's families and their dreams. Visit our website and learn more.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Steve Hill. He is now the director of the Governor's Office of Economic Development. I remember writing to you after it was announced that you got the job, that I thought that this was the most important job in the state. Do you feel
the
way...
The governor might take exception to that, but...
I mean, the governor's responsible for putting you in that position. But I mean, really, when everybody is talking about jobs and the economy, it really is the most important job in the state, and obviously you have the full support of the governor. What have you found getting inside? And let me point out that you're not a bureaucrat. You come from the private sector. You represented the chamber, the Las Vegas Chamber. You come with a whole different background than one would normally expect.
Well, I think in economic development, that's helpful. And,
me too.
And I'm thrilled to have the job. It's not a bureaucratic job. What we have found is that our economic development efforts across the state, and that's not just at a state level, but at a regional level, and with all the partners that we have in economic development, really wasn't all that well aligned.
In fact, it was exact opposite. In some cases, it was very competitive.
It has been competitive at times, and maybe tough economic times kind of drive that, because different jurisdictions feel like if they lose out on this opportunity, it may be one of the only opportunities they see. But I think as we have brought people together, have started to outline a plan, there is a real recognition on the part of all of those involved in economic development, including the private sector, that we do need to get into alignment, that we need to work together, that what is good for each region across the state is also good for the state.
You're talking about the plan, and I know it's really an outline now, but maybe you could tell us a little bit about what that outline looks like and where you think we might be going with economic development.
Sure. And there are several parallel tracks for that. One of the things that we need to do, and the Brookings report talked about this kind of in depth, is get the structure right, get that alignment put together. The economy happens really in regions, and developing regional development authorities and regional planning so that we know how to align and where to align so that the education systems are supporting where the jobs will be in the future. Plugging the private sector into the effort. Those are all things that we need to do. We also need to take kind of a clear-eyed look at where we are. We have quite a few people unemployed, obviously. Many of those came from my old industry, the construction industry. So part of our initial efforts are to focus on areas that we can put those people back to work the quickest. They may not be the jobs that we would aspire to create on the knowledge and high education intensive work, but we need to do that type of thing. So,
would the Laughlin project really help out there?
It would.
The solar farm.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a broad range of jobs, some very knowledge intensive engineering design jobs, as well as manufacturing jobs. And manufacturing is a place we see a lot of opportunity. But while we're doing that, we also want to focus on knowledge centers of excellence. And we have.
What does that mean?
Well, we have assets in Nevada in, say, geothermal and solar energy, obviously mining and gaming. We have real expertise in how to use water in an arid climate. And we have interest from around the world to bring people to Nevada both to study that subject as well as to build businesses around that subject. It's a topic that's going to be of real interest globally as population grows and water supply doesn't.
I'm going to be talking to Pat Mulvery next week. What thoughts would you have for her and how she would
be involved? Well, and she's at the center of a lot of those efforts is very supportive of developing that center of excellence along with some other folks from around the world. So I think having her on is great timing.
You know, it's interesting. I was having lunch with somebody yesterday who's invested literally millions of dollars in buying up office buildings in downtown Reno. Mm-hmm. And he came from out of state. And he said to me, what's the vision for Reno 20, 30 years down the road? What's the vision for Nevada 20, 30 years down the road? Because he has to go out and sell clients on moving from other places like California to come to Nevada. And in the last couple of years that he spent here, he doesn't see what that vision is.
Well, he needs to read that Brookings report. He needs to take a look at our state plan when it comes out. In northern Nevada, we have several opportunities that we think offer real possibilities. They would include the aerospace and defense industries. We have assets that just can't be duplicated throughout the country. The test ranges that we have, the terrain that we have, mean that the defense industry is going to be centered here. We have Fallon Naval Air Station, Hawthorne, Nellis Air Force Base. We fly the unmanned aerial vehicles out of Creech. We have real intensive knowledge in cybersecurity that ties into both homeland security as well as online gaming. That's going to be a big topic. Nevada can really develop that industry. Mining and gaming will always be foundational industries in Nevada. And we have really a growing manufacturing cluster in the north that we really think we can capitalize on. And I guess the last thing that, one of the areas that the region has really diversified in is logistics and distribution. We have great capacity at Reno Tahoe International Airport. We have rail service. We're looking at a rail port. I think there's a lot of opportunity for that gentleman.
And it's somewhat unfortunate that we lost one of the leading people in that industry that was working out of the University of Nevada, Reno, when it was now across the country.
When we talk about alignment, we at times point at that example. When we have those types of industries that we can grow here, the education component is really important, and we need to make sure that we don't do that again.
All right, let's take a break. More with Steve Hill when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
Technology make our lives better. Will geothermal, wind, and solar energy be a bigger part of our future? Yes. And soon it will all be in our backyard. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the Director of the Governor's Office of Economic Development, Steve Hill.
Steve, one of the Brookings report that we've been talking about, one of the things that was exciting to me too was that it had just a very broad and diverse range of industries that we could attract to the state. Mm-hmm. And one of those industries, which is something that I do some work with, is the intangible industry.
Right.
Is that something that you think has a real future in Nevada? And a two-part question, because it's so tied to Nevada's tax structure, how important is Nevada's tax structure to those kind of businesses and similar businesses?
Well, I think the tax structure is important to those types of businesses. And I do think that industry has real potential. Sam alluded earlier to the gentleman who came in and was buying up office space. While it's certainly not something we would wish for, the real drop in the price of real estate and buildings has created an opportunity as well. Those types of financial institutions will find a terrific business environment in Nevada, obviously a good tax environment in Nevada, and an opportunity to move here and acquire those types of assets really at a discount to their replacement value, which is not something they're going to find in most places in the country. And they can do their business from anywhere. And we think Nevada is a great place for that.
And plus, the cost of housing has become affordable again.
Right.
Around the state. So people, even if they're not getting the best deal for what they're selling, where they're coming from, they're going to be able to get a great deal when they get here. I want to point out that one of our major sponsors on the program is the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. They have nothing to do with this question, but my question to you is, it seems to me the way that economic development has been done beyond the governor's office, and I want to exclude that because I know over the years that the governor's office, whichever governor, has been very important in companies being brought to the state. But it seems to me that the business parks are not brought in at the very early stages, that it goes to these different groups, EDON and NDI, NDA, and the parks are not necessarily contacted. Wouldn't it make a lot of sense to have a master list at the state level of every business park, large and small, and as companies come to you and say, we're interested in nosing around Nevada, that you would go to those parks and let them compete, whether it be in Northern Nevada, Southern Nevada, Rural Nevada, Why do we need to have all this bureaucracy in the way? Who can sell a park better than the person who owns it?
Well, and I think your point's valid. It's also going to be a part of our plan and something we're in the process of structuring now. And frankly, the real estate transactions have been kind of at the core of the competing regional interests, and we need to solve that. And the way to do that is to have a transparent process, have that website where companies, the entire economic development effort needs to be focused on our customer, which are businesses that are either looking potentially to expand into Nevada or to grow here in Nevada. The best way to do that is to show them all the options that are out there and let them direct how that process proceeds. There's not really bureaucracy with, say, the EDONs and the NNDAs, because they perform a real valuable service. They connect those people to the real estate agents so that they don't have a broad group of real estate agents just basically bothering them. And they allow that customer to choose where they would like to look and who they would like to look with.
Steve, one of the challenges that we hear about with respect to economic development is our education system and some of our rankings in K-12 and some of our higher ed issues and funding for that. What's your take on how important that is to economic development? How do you think that plays out in the future, and what do we need to do in that end?
Well, it's hugely linked. It's probably the most important thing that we have to improve in order to succeed at economic development, and there's more reasons to improve that than just economic development. We've got a moral obligation to make sure that our kids have the best opportunity they have. We hope that opportunity is in Nevada, but we want them to have that opportunity. We're working very closely with the school districts as well as higher education. You know, Dan Klaich is on our new board. Frank Woodbeck at Dieter came from economic development, is now running Dieter. That has been a terrific partnership, and in fact, Dieter is realigning their organization around our economic development plan, and that is going to be very helpful. I met with Heath Morrison up here yesterday. We talked about how to align economic development and what they're doing in the Washoe County School District. And I think, you know, particularly in the major school districts, Dwight Jones and Heath Morrison are doing terrific jobs. Heath and all the folks here in Washoe have shown tremendous improvement over the past 3 years. And I think we'll start to see the same thing in Clark County, and it's really critical that that happen.
When is your report going to come out?
Our report will be out in early February.
Okay, so we'll see you in early February?
Absolutely.
All right, thank you, sir. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Happy.
Good luck with your job.
Thank you.
We all are depending on you. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
With all the uncertainty around healthcare, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0119 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
I think someone at my friend's school has this thing called autism. My friend's brother's son has autism. My neighbor's son has autism. My son has autism.
Autism is getting closer to home.
Today, one in 110 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 600% increase in the last 20 years. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney, Angie Taylor, consultant with Guardian Quest, and Rochelle Pellissier, Director of Restart Reno. Pleasure to have you all here on the program. So one of the things I wanted to kind of link into the interview with Steve Hill was that, you know, it really isn't all doom and gloom in the Silver State at this point in time. There's a lot of business that is moving. And, for example, a story out of the The Sun, Southern Nevada company competing for a debt collection company with 2,000 jobs. Tivoli Village developers are trying to put together a 700,000 square foot mall, which is huge. Are you seeing any optimism from where you sit?
I think I stay optimistic all the time that we've always managed to get out of the hole whenever we've been there as a state and as a country, and I think we'll get out of this one too. It's good to see the positive things happening, and I'll go back to beating my drum again. We need some changes to the basic foundation that we have in this state in order not to get back here again. And tax reform is one of the big areas.
Angie?
Well, like Dick, I'm an optimistic person almost by default, I guess, if you will. But I think as more things like that begin to happen, when we're really going to see more of the regular, everyday Joe on the street, so to speak, get more optimistic is when the jobs begin to trickle down. When they begin to happen, I think it's great to see that they're on the way because it's better than nothing for sure. And I think that's something to get excited about. But when we really begin to see some impact, I think, is when the everyday person begins to see, okay, now I begin to see some more things happen. I can go to the store and I have a little bit more confidence. So when confidence gets raised, that's when I think optimism will continue to go up.
Rochelle, one of the things that's interesting, too, is that there are a lot of people who wouldn't mind changing jobs but are scared to.
Scared, and they're... At this point, there isn't the opportunity for change, but I'm hoping. I saw a statistic yesterday that there were more home sales in the last year than in 2011 than in a lot of recent years. So when they start, when we start growing jobs and giving more opportunities, then we'll all get excited.
Josh, it was interesting on Sunday to see Senator Reid on Meet the Press, one of his rare appearances on any kind of television these days, to be honest. And the thing that he said three times in the program was he said the GOP has pursued obstructionism on steroids.
It was an interesting comment. I think that is kind of a prelude to what you're going to see in the presidential campaign. It's going to be a blame game. I think you're seeing some of the first shots coming out of that. It was out there. It's coming from the majority leader, and you know, I thought it was a little bit interesting because his party's been in control for quite a while as well. So,
well, and it was interesting. He said, Dick, that President Obama can't be blamed because the president bent over backwards to solicit Republicans during the first two and a half years of his presidency by inviting them to the White House and venturing to Capitol Hill without success, and now he's decided to go it alone.
Do you want to comment on that?
Yes, that would be what I was looking for. You are a pundit on a talk show.
Gee, what a surprise.
Silence doesn't work real well on the radio either.
Well, I hear you. But I'm sitting here just, what a surprise. The president can't be blamed for anything. That's been the theme for ever since he's been in there, and I think it'll continue to be the theme all the way through. You can't blame him for anything. That's Senator Reid talking, for crying out loud. Nothing surprising there.
When you look at the Congress and the battles that have gone on,
I think there is plenty of blame to go around. I've got to take the other side of the issue. I mean, I don't think anybody, I don't think the Congress, I don't even think the law office can say, I have nothing to do with it. I really think that we see Congress at its worst right now, unfortunately. We see government really at its worst right now because the sides can't seem to work together. I mean, I happen to lean towards the side of, I think there was a lot of work from the day President Obama got elected. There was a lot of work from that day on. The number one priority is to make sure he doesn't get reelected. And I think that's certainly a problem. I also think that there's some mistakes that were made from the Oval Office then. So bottom line, until we get to the point where everybody stops pointing fingers and starts saying what's the best thing for this country. Now, I'm a Democrat. I have a biased view. I do think that there's been a lot of effort. For an example, the comment, hey, why give the president a win when he made the new jobs bill proposal? Why give the president a win even though it might be a good proposal? We need jobs on the street. It doesn't matter who puts the jobs out there, Republicans, Democrats, Oval Office, whatever the case may be, Congress. We need to help the American people, and that has not been enough of the priority, in my opinion.
Josh, your response to that?
Well, you know, I think it's a very fair point that there's a lot going blame on both sides. That's politics for you. Both sides blame each other, and both sides want to take credit for all the successes.
Senator Reid also made the comment that it wasn't a bad thing that to not have the president be reelected, but it was a bad thing that it was the number one priority of the Republicans.
Well, I think he has to look within and determine what his party is doing that isn't working. I think the American people are really sick of the blaming of both parties on each other. And I think we all have to start with, you know, being experts in our own field, but then collaborating for the good of the country. And right now, I'm not seeing that happening on either side.
You know, go ahead, Angie.
I was just going to say that as much blame as there is, and I do think there's too much of it in terms of the finger pointing. I do think, though, I remember this. I wish I could remember the source, but it wasn't like it was the Inquirer or anything like that. But when the number one priority is for the president to not be reelected from the moment he's elected, that's a problem.
I just wanted to make one comment here. You know, the president, regardless of who he is, what party or anything else, is in the leadership position for this country. And it really bothered me a couple of weeks ago when the president came out and basically said, I'm divorcing from Congress. I'm not going to deal with him anymore because I'm not getting anywhere. And I'm just going to go off on my own. What was that?
The beginning of the election campaign.
Exactly.
And that's where we have to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Seems like everybody's selling carpet these days, from installers to box stores. Are you really getting a good deal? At Washburn, we've been selling carpet for over 50 years. That's all we do. We can help you find the best carpet from the largest selection at the lowest prices. Washburn takes full responsibility for your carpet installation. Most of the other guys just give you a list of installers. Good luck. Our installers are the best in town. They show up on time and do the job right. So come to Washburn, where you'll always find first quality carpet for less.
Are you unhappy with the way you look? Do you wish you could fit into your old clothes or the latest fashions? Introducing Crave Aid. Crave Aid is simple and easy to use. Simply remove your Crave Aid from the handy carrying case. Gently clip the Crave Aid to the tragus of your ear for just a few minutes before meals or craving. It's just that easy. Crave Aid uses the ancient Chinese principles of acupressure that stimulates the acu hunger point on the tragus of the ear, which studies have been shown can aid in curbing your appetite. If you are truly motivated to start losing weight, the Crave Aid might just be what you've been looking for. The Crave Aid's lightweight and elegantly designed so it can go anywhere you go. To order Crave Aid, have your credit card ready and call 1-800-503-3080. That's 1-800-503-3080. Or send check or money order to Crave Aid, P.O. Box 7726, Van Nuys, California, 91409. To order Crave Aid and get a second Crave Aid free. Just pay additional shipping and handling. 30-day money-back guarantee.
So, Don, nightmares again?
Nah, now it's reality. I accept I lose about 10 grand whenever my guys sell a Ram truck, but that they have to sell that beautiful white demo?
Don, it's a truck.
But it was my truck. I love that truck.
Even Don Weir loves the same Ram Express Hemi that we're letting go for $27,000. Even. New redesign. 2012 Ram 1500 Express Hemi V8 Quad Cab 4x4s. Loaded. Just $27,000. Save almost 10 grand off dealer retail.
Nobody beats a Reno Dodge deal.
We'll get you another truck.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Our next broadcast will cover the business of arts and the Reno Philharmonic. Sandy Raffelli and Laura Jackson will be here.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.